Please have a seat. Join together to pray. Let us pray. We listen for the cry coming out of darkness, a cry of praise above despair, of life beyond death, the mother's bearing cry, the cry of pain transformed to joy. Newly born, the cry of innocent, tender frailty, which tells us that God is with us, bringing hope from despair, joy from sorrow, peace from turmoil. Here is love, deeper than all time's wrong, love to save the earth from terror, torture, doubt, and tumult. You are coming, infant Christ, to liberate our hearts, to cleanse our minds of all bitterness, to fill our souls with eternal peace, to lift us out of fear and disenchantment. You are coming as hope for us, joy for us, peace for us, this season and forevermore. Thanks be to God. Amen. We join together and sing the Lord's Prayer. Our Father, who art in heaven, hallowed be thy name. Thy kingdom come, thy will be done, on earth as it is in heaven. Give us this day our daily bread, and forgive us our trespasses, as we forgive those who trespass against us. And lead us not to temptation, but deliver us from evil. For thine is the kingdom, the power, and the glory, for ever and ever. Amen. From Hoob Oosterhuis. Here is your God. Nothing spectacular is taking place today. No extra session in Parliament, no sudden decision to devote 2% of the GDP to aid developing countries, no voice calling light and there is light, peace and there is peace. No, that way does not exist. That God does not exist. But God does exist. He happens in people who want to be so little that they are no longer able to kill. They follow in themselves the lonely way from war to peace. They beat their weapons into something quite ordinary, into plowshares for tilling the soil, a spoon for ladling food. They no longer train for battle. He can happen in you. I dare hardly say this because it is so difficult, because the meaning in your life is the most difficult thing in your life. Beating your weapons, that happens in fire. But whoever recognizes this vision of peace recognizes his own future. It will happen. The wolf and the lamb will lie down together. The pitiless and defenseless will be reconciled in us. It has been promised. The reading from Isaiah chapter 7.
The Lord sent another message to Elijah. Ask the Lord your God to give you a sign. It can be from deep in the world of the dead or from high up in heaven. Elijah answered, I will not ask for a sign. I refuse to put the Lord to the test. To that, Isaiah replied, Listen, now, descendants of King David, it's bad enough for you to wear out the patience of men. Must you wear out God's patience too? Well, then, the Lord himself will give you a sign. A young woman who is pregnant will have a son and will name him Emmanuel. Amen.
Before the world began, we joined to sing.
Thank you.
This is from the diary of Anne Frank. The difficulty in these times is that ideals, dreams, and cherished hopes rise within us, only to meet the horrible truth and be shattered. It's really a wonder I haven't dropped all my ideals, because they seem so absurd and impossible to carry out. Yet I keep them, because in spite of everything, I still believe that people are really good at heart. I simply can't build up my hopes on a foundation consisting of confusion, misery, and death. I see the world gradually being turned into a wilderness. I hear the ever-approaching thunder, which will destroy us too. I can feel the suffering of millions. And yet, if I look up into the heavens, I think that it will all come right, that this cruelty too will end, and that peace and tranquility will return again. In the meantime, I must hold up my ideals, for perhaps the time will come when I shall be able to carry them out. Anne Frank, 29-45.
Birth of Jesus. In the sixth month of Elizabeth's pregnancy, God sent the angel Gabriel to a town in Galilee named Nazareth. He had a message for a young woman promised in marriage to a man named Joseph, who was a descendant of King David. The angel came to her and said, "Peace be with you. The Lord is with you and has greatly blessed you." Mary was deeply troubled by the angel's message, and she wondered what his words meant. The angel said to her, "Don't be afraid, Mary. God has been gracious to you. You will become pregnant and give birth to a son, and you will name him Jesus. He will be great and will be called the Son of the Most High God. The Lord God will make him a king, and his ancestor David was, and he will be the king of the descendants of Jacob forever. His kingdom will never end." Mary said to the angel, "I am a virgin. How then can this be?" The angel answered, "The Holy Spirit will come on you, and God's power will rest upon you. For this reason, the Holy Child will be called the Son of God. Remember your relative Elizabeth. It is said that she cannot have children, but she herself is now 6 months pregnant, even though she is very old. For there is nothing that God cannot do." "I am the Lord's servant," said Mary. "It may happen to me as you have said." And the angel left her. Amen.
So the choir will sing a piece which is entitled Night of Silence, and then we will stand and we will sing. Amazingly, the Guardian a few weeks ago wrote introductions for a carols by candlelight. It was the food section, so loads of them I've ditched, but one or two. The lesson is about overcrowding, for there's no room at the inn, a problem as old as time. It's a reminder to millennials to stay holy at the Christmas dinner table when Uncle Trev, who bought a four-bedroom semi for 25k in 1990, asks if you'll be wanting one of your hipster avocados instead of Brussels sprouts. Luke's message, the message is for every house guest spending Christmas Eve on a blow-up mattress in a utility room next to a 20k sack of Maris Piper spuds and a bag of turkey giblets. Remember that the Lord knew lowly accommodation too. The word speaks to everyone outside of TV Chefland who doesn't own a four-door Smeg American fridge freezer with a 643-litre capacity and will instead be keeping spare trifles in their car boot. He's born as we are born, but he comes to change the world.
This was how the birth of Jesus Christ took place. His mother Mary was engaged to Joseph, but before they were married, Spirit. Joseph was a man who always did what was right. He did not want to disgrace Mary publicly, so he made plans to break the engagement privately. While he was thinking about this, an angel of the Lord appeared to him in a dream and said, "Joseph, descendant of David, marry for your wife, for it is by the Holy Spirit that she has conceived. She will have a son, and you name him Jesus, because he will save his people from their sins." Now all this happened in order to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. A virgin will become pregnant and have a son, and he will be called Emmanuel, which means God is with us. So when Joseph woke up, he married Mary, as the angel of the Lord had told him to do. But he had no sexual relations with her before he gave birth to her son. And Joseph named him Jesus.
We join to sing, "Angels from the Realms of Glory."
Thank you.
Garden again. The shepherds play an integral part of any nativity play. High impact players, not just tiny people wearing tea towels waving Shaun the Sheep toys, but representatives of a message about Christmas being for everyone, even those on a budget, not just the rich and the royal. It's okay to be a bit common at Christmas. Maybe we would rather have "It's okay to be ordinary at Christmas."
The Shepherds and the Angels, Luke chapter 2, verses 8 to 20. There were some shepherds in that part of the country who were spending the night in the fields, taking care of their flocks. An angel of the Lord appeared to them, and the glory of the Lord shone over them. They were terribly afraid, but the angel said to them, "Don't be afraid. I am here with good news for you, which will bring great joy to all the people. This very day in David's town, your Saviour was born, Christ the Lord, and this is what will prove it to you. You will find a baby wrapped in strips of cloth and lying in a manger." Suddenly, a great army of heaven's angels appeared with the angel, singing praises to God. "Glory to God in the highest heaven, and peace on earth to those with whom he is pleased." When the angels went away from them back into heaven, the shepherds said to one another, "Let's go to Bethlehem and see this thing that has happened, which the Lord has told us." So they hurried off and found Mary and Joseph and saw the baby lying in the manger. When the shepherds saw him, they told them what the angel had said about the child. All who heard it were amazed at what the shepherds said. Mary remembered all these things and thought deeply about them. The shepherds went back singing praises to God for all they had heard and seen. It had been just as the angel had told them.
Hark! the herald angels sing. The Hidden Jesus by Steve Turner. There are people after Jesus. They have seen the signs. Quick, let's hide him. Let's think carpenter, fisherman friend, disturber of religious comfort. Let's award him a degree in theology, a purple cassock, and a position of respect. They'll never think of looking there. Let's think his dialect will betray him. His tongue is of the masses. Let's teach him Latin and 17th century English. They'll never think of listening in. Let's think humble, man of sorrows, nowhere to lay his head. We'll build a house for him, somewhere away from the poor. We'll fill it with brass and silence. It's sure to throw them off. There are people after Jesus. Quick, let's hide him.
Matthew 2, verses 1 to 18. Jesus was born in the town of Bethlehem in Judea, during the time when Herod was king. Soon afterwards, some men who studied the stars came from the east to Jerusalem and asked, "When will he be born to be the king of the Jews? We saw his star when he came up to the east, and we have come to worship him." When King Herod heard about this, he was very upset, and so was everyone else in Jerusalem. He called together all his chief priests and the teachers of the law and asked them, "Where will the Messiah be born? In the town of Bethlehem in Judea?" They answered, for this is what the prophet wrote, "Bethlehem, in the land of Judea, you are by no means the least of the leading cities of Judea. For which from you will come a leader who will guide my people Israel?" So Herod called the visitors from the east to a secret meeting and found out from them the next time the star had appeared. And then he sent them to make a careful search for the child. And when you find him, let me know so that I too may go and worship him. And so they left, and on their way they saw the same star they had seen in the east. And when they saw it, how happy they were. What joy. Stopped over the place where the child was. They went into the house, and when they saw the child with his mother Mary, they knelt down and worshipped him. They brought him out their gifts of gold, frankincense, and myrrh, and presented them to him. And then they returned to their country by another road, since God had warned them in a dream not to go back to Herod. Lord appeared in a dream to Joseph and said, "Herod will be looking for the child in order to kill him. So get up and take the child and his mother and escape to Egypt and stay there until I tell you to leave." Joseph got up, took the child and his mother and left during the night for Egypt, where they stayed until Herod died. This was done to make what the Lord had said through the prophet come true. "I called my son out of Egypt." When Herod realized that the visitors from the east had tricked him, he was furious. He gave orders to kill all the boys in Bethlehem and his neighborhood who were 2 years old and younger. This was done in accordance with what he'd learned from the visitors about the time when the star had appeared. In this way, what the prophet Jeremiah had said came true. "A sound is heard in Ramah, the sound of bitter reaping. Rachel is crying for her children. She refuses to be comforted, for they were dead."
Girls and boys, leave your toys. We join to sing.
ring. It was said, son, let lift to thy bed by the king then.
When I say, Lord, in your mercy, please respond, hear our prayer. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Unto us a child is born, unto us a son is given. Let us bring before God the need of the world. Wonderful counselor, give your wisdom to the rulers of the nations. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Mighty God, make the whole world know that the government is one on your shoulders. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Everlasting Father, establish your reign of justice and righteousness forever. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Prince of Peace, bring in the endless kingdom of your peace. Lord, in your mercy, hear our prayer. Almighty Lord, hear our prayer and fulfill your purpose in us as you accomplished your will. In our Lord Jesus Christ. Amen. Continue our worshipful offertory.
Poem by Godfrey Rust. In the beginning, God made physicists out of nothing at all. Now hold on, said the physicists, that's against the law. God, having not yet made Newton, said nothing. Then God made theologians and became man and joined them. Oh no, said the theologians, it's one thing or the other, God or man. God smiled and passed the bread and wine.
John 1:1-14, the word of life. Before the world was created, the world already existed. He was with God, and he was the same as God. From the very beginning, the word was with God. Through him, God made all things. Not one thing in all creation was made without him. The word was the source of life, and this life brought light to mankind. The light shines in the darkness, and the darkness has never put it out. God sent his messenger, a man named John, who came to tell people about the light so that all should hear the message and believe. He himself was not the light. He came to tell about the light. This was the real light, the light that comes into the world and shines on all mankind. The word was in the world, and though God made the world through him, yet the world did not recognize him. He came to his own country, but his own people did not receive him. Some, however, did receive him and believed in him. So he gave them the right to become God's children. They did not become God's children by natural means, that is, by being born as the children of a human father. God himself was their father.
If you have the time, it would be great to have a cup of tea with you, a cup of coffee, mince pie, which is in the foyer just out there. Please join us. If you haven't got the time, and this is the only time we're going to see you over the Christmas period, we hope you have a lovely time. If you usually worship somewhere else, please take our best wishes back to the congregation that you're usually a part of. If this is just begun a passion in you for singing carols, 4 o'clock tomorrow is the family service. Please come for the crib service. You're most welcome. Midnight, we start at 11:30 tomorrow. And yes, you guessed it, Christmas Day, 10 o'clock, you'd be most welcome. You could even, if you haven't got another plan, we could even invite you for Christmas lunch. Please make yourself known. So we joined, because this is a carol service, it would be against the law to finish with anything else. O come, all ye faithful. So may the wonder of the shepherds, the generosity of the wise ones, and the compassion of Mary be in us and flow from us this Christmas and always. Amen.